Leviticus chapter 25. Then the Lord spoke to Moses on Mount Sinai, saying, Speak to the Israelites and say to them, When you enter the land that I am giving you, then the land itself must observe a Sabbath to the Lord. 6 years you may sow your field, and for 6 years you may prune your vineyard and harvest its produce. But in the 7th year the land must have a Sabbath of complete rest, a Sabbath to the Lord. You must not sow your field or prune your vineyard. Do not reap that which grows by itself, or the grapes of your unpruned vines. It shall be a year of complete rest for the land. You may eat whatever the land produces during its Sabbath, you, your male and female slaves, and your hired servant, and your resident foreigners who live with you, your cattle, and the wild animals that are in your land. All may eat whatever the land produces for food. You shall number 7 weeks of years, 7 times 7 years, so that the time of 7 weeks of years totals 49 years. Then sound a loud horn blast on the 10th day of the 7th month, on the Day of Atonement. You shall sound the ram's horn throughout your entire land. You must consecrate the 50th year, and proclaim freedom throughout the land to all its inhabitants. It will be a year of jubilee for you. Each of you shall return to his family property, and each to his own clan. That 50th year will be a jubilee for you. You shall not sow or reap that which grows by itself, or harvest its unpruned vines. For it is a jubilee. It shall be holy to you. You may eat only what the field itself produces. In this year of jubilee, every one shall return to his own property. When you sell any land to your neighbor, or buy it from your neighbor's hand, you shall not wrong each other. When you buy it from your neighbor, you shall pay according to the number of years since the last jubilee. The one selling it must sell it in accordance with the number of years of produce left until the next jubilee. The more years until the next jubilee, the more you may increase its price, and the fewer years there are, the less you may charge for it, because the number of the harvests is what is really being sold. You shall not take advantage of one another, but you shall fear your God, for I am the Lord your God. You shall obey my statutes and keep my regulations and do them, so that you may dwell securely in the land. Then the land will yield its fruit, and you will eat your fill, and dwell securely in it. If you ask, What will we eat in the 7th year, since we cannot sow or harvest our crops? Then I will direct my blessing to you in the 6th year, and it will yield enough produce for 3 years. When you sow on the 8th year, you will eat some of the old crops, until the 9th year, when its crops come in. You shall eat old produce. The land must not be sold permanently, for the land is mine, for you are foreigners and tenants with me. In all the land that you possess, you shall provide for the redemption of the land. If your brother becomes impoverished and sells some of his property, then his kinsman redeemer shall come and redeem that which his brother sold. If a person has no one to redeem it, but he prospers and finds sufficient funds to redeem it, then let him calculate the value for years since it was sold, and refund the difference to the person to whom he sold it, and then return to his property. But if he has not gained the means to get it back, then what he has sold will remain with the buyer until the year of Jubilee. And in the Jubilee, it must be released, and the property must be returned. If a person sells a house in a walled city, then he may redeem it within a year after it is sold. For a full year the seller has the right of redemption. If it is not redeemed within a full year, then the house that is in the walled city shall become the property of the buyer in perpetuity, throughout his generations. It shall not be released in the Jubilee. But the houses in villages that have no walls around them shall be classified with the fields of the land. They may be redeemed, and they shall be released in the Jubilee. Nevertheless, the cities of the Levites, the houses in the cities that they possess, the Levites may redeem them at any time. Any property that the Levites may redeem, the house that is sold in the city, belongs to him. It shall be released in the Jubilee. For the houses of the cities of the Levites are their possession among the Israelites. But the open fields of the pasture lands around the cities must not be sold, for it is their permanent possession. If your brother is impoverished and becomes indebted to you, then you shall support him, and he shall live with you like a foreigner and stranger would. Do not charge him interest or try to profit from him, but fear your God. Let him live with you. You must not lend him money with interest, or sell him your food for a profit. I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, to give you the land of Canaan, and to be your God. If your brother is impoverished near you and sells himself to you, you shall not force him to serve you as a slave. You should treat him as a hired worker and as a foreigner. He shall serve with you until the year of Jubilee. Then he and his children will be free of their obligation to you, and shall return to his family and to the property of his forefathers. For they are my servants, whom I brought out of the land of Egypt. They must not be sold as slaves. You must not rule over him harshly, but shall fear your God. As for your male and female slaves, whom you may have that are from the nations around you, from them you may buy male and female slaves. You may also buy slaves from the children of the foreigners residing with you, and from their families who are with you, who have been born in the land, and they will become your property. You may give them as an inheritance to your children after you, to inherit as property. You may treat them as permanent slaves, but over your Israelite brothers you must not rule harshly over one another. If a foreigner or temporary resident residing with you becomes rich, and your brother is impoverished beside him and sells himself to the foreigner or a temporary resident with you, or to a member of the foreigner's family, after he has been sold, he may be redeemed. One of his brothers may redeem him, or his uncle or his cousin may redeem him, or anyone who is a close relative of his family may redeem him. Or, if he prospers, he may redeem himself. He must calculate with the one who bought him from the year that he sold himself to him to the year of Jubilee. The price of his sale will be figured out according to the number of years left according to the wages a hired servant would have earned working for him. If there are many years left, then the price of his redemption must be reckoned according to the original sale price he was bought for. But if only a few years remain until the year of Jubilee, then he shall calculate his redemption price according to his years left. The foreigner must treat him like a servant hired on a yearly basis. He must not rule over him harshly in your sight. If he is not redeemed in any of these ways, then he and his children will be released in the year of Jubilee. For the Israelites are my servants. They are my servants, whom I brought out of the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God.